So being afraid, he wanted to be spent by his youngest son. Naturally, anyone we love, but because the youngest son had been named Narayana, the original Narayana took notice of it, and he was saved, and he was immediately taken to the kingdom of God. Because he chanted the name of Narayana. So, those who are always chanting the holy name of God, they are in safety position. Safety position means next life, he is going back to home, back to God. So, this is an example that such a sinful man is simply by chanting once at the time of his death. That was also desiring his youngest son. He could get so much benefit. Those who are chanting always the holy name of God, they should be always in safe condition. Maya or the material contamination cannot touch it. But one thing, those who have been initiated, they are being free from the resultant action of past sinful life. But they should be careful not to commit again sinful activities. Then they are safe. That's all. Next time. All the rules and regulations, regulatory principles.
Yes.
Your name is Yogeshwara Das. Yogeshwara means this is yoga. So sacrifice. Sacrificing or satisfying the Supreme Personality of God. So yoga means sacrifice. And one who enjoys the resultant action of sacrifice. All our sacrifices should go to the Supreme Personality of God. His name is Jesus. Whatever we shall do, as it is prescribed in the Bhagavad Gita, yajñate karma anyatra loka ayam karma. To do, act only for the satisfaction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then you are not entangled in the resultant action. Otherwise, you will be entangled. Entanglement for one resultant action, we are now. We have got this body. Again, we are going to take another material body. So, this is a chain of birth and death. But if you dedicate your life for the satisfaction of the yogeshwara, then no more you are going to accept any material body. Tatta deham punar janma naiti. After quitting this body, he does not accept any more material body. The spiritual body is already there within this material body. So those who are engaged in yogeshwara study, they are giving up this material body and developing his spiritual body. The example can be given just like an iron rod. You put into the fire, it becomes warm, then warmer, warmer, and at last it becomes red hot. When the iron rod is red hot, it is no longer iron rod, it is fire. Similarly, if you practice the spiritual way of life, the same way, gradually you will become completely spiritualized. Completely spiritualized means there is no more material activity. That is possible. If we follow the process, we can turn our life from material contamination to pure spiritual life, and that will help us going back to home, back to God. So, you know the rules and regulations? Partha means Arjuna. Arjuna's mother name was Pritha. Therefore, Arjuna is addressed sometimes as Partha. Partha means son of Kunti. In relationship with maybe mother's name, Kunti was also great devotee of Krishna. So Partha Das, he was trying to become, follow the footsteps of Arjuna. How he was a great devotee of Krishna. That is the meaning of Partha Das. So you know the rules and regulations, you have heard already, and how many rounds you shall chant? 16, at least. So, Shyamananda, Shyama means Krishna, Shyama Sundaram. So one who takes pleasure in serving Krishna, his name is Shyamananda. Ananda means pleasure. We take pleasure in serving so many nonsenses. Sometimes we take pleasure in serving a god. But the same service attitude when transferred to Krishna, then our life is complete. Our everyone is giving service. Somebody is giving service to a country, to his society, to his wife, to his children. And if he has nothing to serve, then he keeps a pet dog and gives his service. So service we must give. That is our constitutional position. But that service is meant for remaining to the Supreme Personality of God. So long we remain forgetful. Where our service should be given, that is called material life. When you come to that consciousness that I have to serve Krishna, that is spiritual life. That is the difference between material life and spiritual life. We are serving, there is no doubt. We cannot be master. Any one of you who are present in this meeting, nobody of you can say that I am the master. Everyone of you, servant, to come back. That is our position. But that service is being rendered to mistaken pleasure. Therefore you are not happy. neither the person whom we are studying their heart. This is the position. But as soon as you start Krishna, Shyama Sundar, that you become happy, the whole world becomes happy. This is a great science, try to understand.
Hari story.
Huh?
Hari story, yeah. Hari story.
What is it then?
H-A-R-I.
Huh?
S-A-U-R-I.
Hari story. Yeah. So you know the principles, regulated principles? Yes. How many rounds is that? Yes. So your name is Hari story. Sauri means learned scholar, and Hari, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one who is a learned scholar in the science of Krishna. It is a great science. Krishna consciousness, we don't take it very insignificant. It is a great science. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, anyone who knows this science, he becomes spiritual master. It doesn't matter what he is. He actually said, kiva sudra kiva vipra nati kane na jai krishna tattva vetta sei guru ho. Kiva sudra. Sudra is considered to be the lowest in the civilized society. Sudra. If not less, lower class, worker class, no intelligence. Kiva sudra kiva, and vipra means Brahmin. The most intelligent class are the human system. So either one is a sudra. Sudra means born in a sudra family. And vipra, similarly, born in a vipra family. Kiva sutra, kiva vipra, nasi kane. Nasi means sannyas. Sannyas order is the topmost order in social division. So whatever he may be, the only qualification, if he knows the science of Krishna, he becomes spiritual. The story, one who is learned, very story, one who is learned in the science of Krishna, to try to be a learned scholar in Krishna's hands and deliver the whole world. Thank you. Hey, next man. Come on. Thank you. You're forgetting real thing. Oh, you got it? Oh, thank you. Which one?
The bigger one.
Well, what is his name?
Which one is his name? Raj Gana Das.
What is his name?
Raj R-A-J-G-H-A-N-A.
So, you are classified amongst the kings, rather. Yes. So he wants his devotee, he's more than a king. Do you know what are the regulated principles? So, thank you, sir. Rather. Next man, come on.
Rajendra Das.
Which one? Your name is Rajendra. Rajendra is the name of Maharaj Parikshit. He was addressed by Sukadeva Goswami as Rajendra. Sutobhyani Rajendra. Niran Santi Sahasrata. Sutobhyani Rajendra. Niran Santi Sahasrata. Apachatamatmatattam kriyesu grihamejina. This king, at the time of his death, he inquired, now what shall I hear? My life is only for 7 days. He was a very magnanimous emperor of this world. Unfortunately, he was cursed by a Brahmin boss to die within 7 days. But he did not take any lesson. He submitted. At the time of his death, because there were 7 days only, so he wanted to do something which may emancipate him. So, Sukadeva Goswami, he arrived in the meeting and he advised him to hear about Krishna. In this connection, he spoke this verse. Sutabhyadini Rajendra Niran Santi Sahasra. For ordinary man, there are many, many hundreds and thousands of subject matters for hearing. But these engagements are for those who are apasatavatmatattam, persons who do not know what is he, what he is, what is self. They have got many things to hear. But one who is interested for self-realization, that is the only business of human life, for him, he should only hear about Krishna. Therefore, he was addressed as Rajendra. Try to become like Maharaj Parikshit. Next. This one? Why? So, Durvasa Muni was a great yogi. Durvasa Muni. And amongst all the yogis, the Bhakta yogi, the devotee is the greatest. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Yogi namati sarvesam madgata antaratmana sadhyabhan rajati yuvan samam jitsu samamata. Yogi, there are many yogis, they have got very exalted power, extraordinary power. Just like this Durvasa Muni, he wants trouble all over the space, not only within this universe, he troubles outside the universe, in the spiritual world, and he saw the Supreme Personality of Godhead face to face. He was such a powerful yogi, and it took only 1 year to come back again. So, still, he was defeated by a devotee. He was very angry. Anyway, he was a great yogi. And anyone, great personality, we should ask his blessing for making advancement in the Sadhana. Next.
I hope that you all pay for a tremendous 24th feast after the ceremony. Oh, please,
now, those who are going, we can keep them for Sadam. They should not wait.
Well,
yes. No. Those who are going, they must pass. Yes. Next, where is he? Who is next?
Beyond
the David. That David also long ears and beard also. But he's without beard.
He's
a professor. That David is a greatest professor. He is the authority of Vedic literature. All right, very good man. That David Das to become. Your servant has the greatest authority of Vedic literature. Thank you. Come on. That they will be married, that's right.
Yes. This is Kalki Das. Kalki Das.
Now, if he dress, he looks so beautiful. This Vedic dress is also nice, very beautiful. It increases the beauty 100 times by this dress. You know the rules and regulations? This is her. Chant is your husband. Thank you. Next.
Kalki Devi.
Kalki is the incarnation. The last incarnation of Krishna is Kalki. Kalki will come on this planet about 400,000 of years after. But his name and address is also given. That is Shastra. There's no love, don't love. But that is Shastra. That they can speak of future, which will happen hundreds and millions of years after. That is mentioned. This Kalki avatar incarnation will come. He will appear in a place whose name is Sambalpur, that is still in India. And his father's name will be Vishnu Joshi. His father's name and his place of birth is mentioned in the text. So Kalki is incarnation of Krishna. And that means you are servant of, made servant of Krishna. That's all. Next, come on. Hare Krishna. Which one? Which one? Omnika is the name of another name of Goddess Durga, the material nature. So, material nature is also another energy of Krishna, God. So, to become her maidservant means she will help you to approach Krishna. Thank you. Lakshmana was the daughter of Duryodhana. She was married with Krishna's son. And there was some misunderstanding. the Kshatriya family, anyway, there are marriage, there are cycles. That means they exhibited the pillar of Kshatriyas. So Lakshmana became the daughter-in-law of Krishna. That's all. You can take it.
Right, Payana?
So, Vaipayana is another name of their state. Do you know the rules and regulations? Or, praise. So now you can get this marriage.
There's one more word. Sahadev.
Yes, Sahadev Das. That is his big?
Yes.
All right. He can give it, then again, can. So, no religious and regulation?
Yes.
Sahadev, the youngest brother of Arjuna. That's all. Our names are so many, but the real name is Das. Das Sarvan. Our position is servant of the servant. We don't want to become master of the master. Our position is servant of the servant. Gopi bhaktu padakamalayu dasa dasanu das. The more we become servant of the servant, the more we become advanced. It is very difficult to understand from material standpoint. Here, everyone wants to become master of the master. And the spiritual world, they want to become servant of the sun. That is the bigger position. So, as we make advance in spiritual life, we understand. So that's all that. You cut for the marriage. Just change and get their promise. Yes, there is. The general instruction is that this marriage is being taken place in front of Krishna. His devotees. There is no written agreement, but this promise is agreement that none of you are going to be married. There is no question of separation. This Krishna consciousness marriage does not mean sense gratification. No. The marriage is for producing nice children, Krishna consciousness, children. Because at the present moment, the population is not being produced very nicely. Therefore, there is disturbance of peace all over the world. But if there are Krishna consciousness children, they will grow up and they will possess all good qualities. So, peace automatically will come if people become Krishna conscious. Because they become highly qualified without committing any sinful activity. If such population is there in the world, there is no question of disturbance. Everyone will be free and peaceful and happy. So our marriage, Krishna consciousness institution encouraging marriage on this ground, not to produce cats and dogs, but to produce highly qualified devotees. So you should always remember that. And there is no, once married, there is no question of divorce or separation. That you should remember. We don't allow any divorce and separation. The husband and wife, they are married sometimes. Disagreement. But according to Vedic literature, when there is fight or disagreement between husband and wife, it should be neglected. Nobody take it serious. Chanakya Pandit says, Ajajuddhi Munishraddhi Tumhati Negadumari Dampati Kalahita Iva Babhārame Vaguthiya. Ajajuddhi, fighting of the goats, and Shraddha ceremony performed by the sages in the forest, and sounding in the sky, vibration of clouds, rumbling of the clouds early in the morning. And similarly, fight between husband and wife. Don't take it serious. You have got experience that rumbling early in the morning, never there is heavy shower of that. There may be very great rumbling, but the result is very small, maybe some degree. Similarly, a husband and wife may fight, but if you don't give them any seriousness, they will mitigate. That is the process. But in Western countries, in the name of liberty, so many family lives are dismantled simply by these divorces. So, and according to Vedic civilization, there is no divorce. Once united, it cannot be disunited in any condition of life. That is it for when you are first. So I think you promise this, all of you. Say yes?
Yes.
Yes, thank you. Yes. Now change. And you do respect him. I shall accept that, but I take charge of it from him. So why don't you do that? I feel it. So why don't you do it? Do it. Please.
You, Raghunath, you take Arangi Devi to be your bride, protector, help her advance to Krishna consciousness, and promise that this will never be. Thank you.